Hey, everybody, and welcome to the show. Glad you can be here. Boy, there is a lot happening. A lot. The banking's collapse. The COVID kerfluffle. I mean, everywhere you look, you see exactly how under attack we really are as a nation. If you're pro-freedom, if you're pro-America, you got to be feeling pretty attacked right now. And, well, you should be. You are. We've got really some shocking things going on with this bank. This banking stuff is ridiculous. You know, they try and act like they didn't know it was coming. Everything about banking is predictable. Everything. These guys knew what was coming. This is intentional. We'll have a lot on that. All sorts of things. We got some really, I don't know, people are starting to fight back on some of this transgender nonsense. We've got so much more to get through today than we could get through in this show that I don't even know. So hopefully you're ready to strap in, because we're going to try and hit a lot of stuff real quick. We'll be right back after a message here.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. Brighteonstore.com.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with a Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build a quiet a suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
All right, everybody. So let me start out with this. Did you know, particularly if you live in a Republican state, that your state legislature is probably right now trying to push legislation that will allow for CBDCs? CBDCs are central bank digital currencies, by the way. And I'm going to tie this all together, but the banks are collapsing. And the reason they're collapsing is they're using it as a pretense to destroy the dollar and to try and implement CBDCs. So right now, to do that, they are pushing a bunch of legislation on the state level, because a lot of states won't accept this. But once the legislation's already passed, it's going to be real hard to stop it. So what's happening is, I'm going to pick on Missouri here. In Missouri, they have House Bill 1165. Now, I want to distinguish. House Bill 1169 is the informed consent bill that I'm supporting and that the Rhino Dean Plocker and the other rhinos are holding up and trying to avoid. House Bill 1165, however, is actually a CBDC bill. Now, here's the thing. Now, and I want to be real clear about this. I don't think that the reps that are sponsoring this have any idea what's going on. That's why you should be listening to the show. Everybody should be listening to what we do here, because we explain this to you. What's happened is the federal government and the globalists, they know that CBDCs are wildly unpopular. Nobody wants these. So what they're doing is they're laying the groundwork to force it. And they're doing that by passing certain legislation. So what you have in Missouri is House Bill 1165 is essentially something that looks like it's just modernizing the UCC, the Universal Code of Contracts. And it looks innocuous. If you search the bill, you won't find anything about CBDCs. But if you read the 103-page nightmare and you know what to look for, you'll find that that bill is very much, very, very much about setting a system where CBDCs can control in Missouri. The same thing is happening in a lot of Republican states, and this is Kristi Noem just vetoed legislation that was like this. It's critical, folks. CBDCs happen, we're done. Freedom's gone. It is absolutely game over. Between that and the COVID vaccines, there's just nothing we can do. We will lose our country at that point. So what this does is it redefines money and it redefines negotiable instruments and different instruments and how they work and different banking instruments. And it does so in a way that uses a lot of complex, archaic language that no one will understand. If you don't know a little bit about banking and banking law, reading this is going to be a waste of your time because it's intentionally written that way. And it's written that way in part because what they did is the bank lobbyists came in and they said, hey, sell out Dean Plocker, or hey, sell out whoever you got in your state. Will you have one of your guys sponsor this bill? What is it? Well, it's a bill to modernize the UCC. Oh, okay, that's fine. And so that's what they put out there, and they think that that's what it is. And it just goes through, and there's no opposition because nobody knows to look for it. Here's the problem. What it really is a push for central bank digital currency. It's laying the groundwork. It's redefining money, where money doesn't have to be a physical thing. It can be a central bank digital currency. And in the same time, it's also essentially blocking cryptocurrencies from being recognized as money. So existing cryptocurrencies are being blocked because they could be competition for CBDC, whereas it's recognizing that a CBDC could actually be a currency. This is a crisis, folks. It's happening in Republican states, and it's happening because the Republicans don't know better. They're just getting this legislation, and they're, you know, this isn't all sellouts. Some of these guys are good guys who don't know better. So what we're doing is, for example, in Missouri, I'm suggesting that we insert an amendment. And I want to suggest this to everybody in every state. You guys need to look at the legislation in your states and find out whether they're pushing CBDCs. So look around, see if there's any legislation sponsored by any banking that's reworking the UCC or anything else. And if there is, I'm going to be talking tonight on my radio show on the America Out Loud network that runs at 6 p.m. Monday through Fridays. On the America Out Loud network and iHeartRadio. I'm going to be talking about this tonight. And then when this posts, I'm going to have an accompanying article and I'll have it in there. I've got some language that I've written. It's a very simple amendment. And I'm recommending that this amendment be included in any given state that wants to pass this. Now, here's what the amendment is. There are four parts, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's less than a page. It's not even a half page, honestly. And all it does is say that, you know, my state is not recognizing a central bank digital currency. There has to be physical currency in my state. It's got to be treated as the primary form of money in my state. And that the banks can't just sell out on physical currency and do away with it. That's all it does. So this is a real simple thing. We add this as an amendment. And guess what? If I'm wrong, then no one should have any opposition to this. If this isn't about CBDCs, no one should have any opposition to me banning CBDCs in the state and requiring that banks rely on physical currency. There shouldn't be any issue at all with that, right? If, however, the Republicans don't want to put this forward as an amendment in Ohio, in Michigan, in Missouri, wherever they're pushing this, if they don't want this amendment, then you know what the bill's really about. It's a real easy thing. I got the language. I'm going to be publicizing it wildly. I think I'm going to put it out on my Substack, hopefully yet today, because I think it's a critical, critical thing. And I really want you all to understand that if your state is pushing this, all you've got to do is ask your Republican legislature, hey, will you add this amendment? And here's what you get to see. If they say, sure, we don't want central bank digital currencies, then you know you've got a good guy who just didn't know. if they say, I don't know about that, I mean, we're going to get some opposite, then you know you've got a globalist sellout for a state rep. Now, remember, folks, it's hard to affect what goes on in Washington, but your state reps, they probably live down the street from you. These are local guys. So you can go after these guys. You can call them. You can talk to them. These aren't the same kind of big shots you got in D.C. And I'm going to tell you, we're having a lot of impact by focusing on this. I'm seeing around the country, because we've hit a few different states and we've hit them hard. And what we're seeing is when we focus on some of these local House reps and local state senators, ooh, we're having some wild success in this, and we're really throwing a monkey wrench into their plans. So this basic common sense amendment, just a few lines, no riders, no tricky language, nothing in there, just says, hey, you got to have physical money. And oh, and by the way, we recognize the Fourth Amendment. So any currency that's recognized as currency has to be untrackable without a warrant. Huh. Well, that's kind of a monkey wrench on the CBDCs, isn't it? Since the whole point of the CBDCs is to make sure that they track everything you do. Fourth Amendment, folks, you should look that one up. If you're not familiar with it or if you haven't looked at it recently, it doesn't get a whole lot of play. It's an important amendment, though. Our founders knew that if the government could know everything we do, that it was bad. They didn't know that we'd have the kind of internet and technology that we have today, but they knew that the government doesn't need to be in our business. They knew the danger of that. Our founding fathers were so much more brilliant. If you ever want evidence that our founding fathers were inspired by God, you can look at things like the Fourth Amendment. They would never have had a way to have any sort of idea that we'd have the internet and the things that we have today. But they still build in mechanisms to make it illegal to do what they're doing. So that's a big deal, folks. I really want to stress that. If you haven't bought gold, go to bh-pm.com. Tell them you need some and tell them Ren sent you. You got to tell them Ren sent you. I do need support. We're trying to raise money right now. I got a bunch of new litigation we're working on and a bunch of different things, and we're trying to raise some funds. So if you can help us, you can go to our GiveSendGo. You can subscribe to our Substack. You can go to our sponsors on tomrens.com. But I do need some help right now because we're working pretty hard on some of this stuff. And man, is it expensive. It is super expensive. Nothing I can do about that. But we're working on also, we're looking at this bank collapse stuff. And I want to talk about kind of what's going on here. Banking is something that is imminently predictable. Okay, these banks are collapsing. There's three things happening. First of all, it's intentional. And I say that because when you look at banking, you know your risk portfolio. You know you know the sort of risks that exist within your portfolio, your loan portfolio, your savings portfolio. Everything about banking is very well defined and mathematical. These guys know what kind of risks they have. They're taking all this high-risk stuff because BlackRock is pushing them towards ESG investment and Vanguard. By the way, BlackRock and Vanguard are primary holders in most of these banks that are collapsing. They're pushing them towards ESG investment, and they know that that's going to do several things. First of all, small, mid-sized banks are all going to tank. They can't do it. They're not sustainable investments. They're garbage. And so they know that these small, mid-sized banks will all go away, which is good for the big banks, right? Same thing we have in every other industry. Small, mid-sized business got to go so that we can have globalist corporatocracy running the world. But it's predictable, which means that they knew it was coming and they did it anyways. The other thing you got to understand is this is also about the war on crypto. You know, some of the banks that are going under are really crypto focused. They do not want crypto out there. Crypto could be a potential competitor for any sort of CBDC, so they don't want that out there. The third thing that they got going on is that they're using this to kind of nationalize banking in a lot of ways. The idea that they're going to insure every single deposit and every single financial institution, well, that's illegal. That's illegal. That's not even something they can sort of do. And this action is something that is being done to essentially give them a lot more authority over how these banks are ran. It's a power grab, folks. So listen, we've got to fight this CBDC stuff because it's game over if we don't. And the biggest spot to do it is on the local level. We got to get our states supporting local banks. We've got to get this ESG investing out. We've got to make sure that BlackRock and Vanguard, I mean, they honestly, they should be sued over this because they had a lot to do with this. The other thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure that this legislation that they're pushing to facilitate ESG investing on a local facilitate CBDCs on a state level is not happening. We've got to shut that down. Okay, moving on. Folks, at the risk of getting more hate mail, which I kind of get a boot out of, so I kind of hope I do. And more trolls on Twitter, which I also get a boot out of. So there's an article in the Washington Examiner today, and it's talking, the title is, "What Does Transgender Acceptance Mean the End of Consent?" Okay. This transgender thing is something. Last week, Jon Stewart, and I talked about this on my radio show. Jon Stewart guy was the toast of the town in the leftist press and Twitterverse last week, because he caught some Republican senator off guard who had a real good bill, Stop and Drag Queen Story Hour. And, this guy was also pro-Second Amendment. And Jon Stewart says, "Well, guns kill kids. Transgenderism doesn't hurt anybody. What are you trying to protect from?" And the left just thought that was the cleverest thing ever. Unfortunately, this guy, the senator, who is, I'm sure, a good guy, just didn't know what to do with it. So he kind of stuttered and hummed and hawed and didn't respond. But I want to respond for him, because Jon Stewart needs responded to on this. Let me explain something to you guys. A gun has never killed anybody unless it was misused. A gun is just an inanimate object that sits there. It's a tool, much like a shovel. I just saw a report, I think last night, about a guy that beat a guy to death with a shovel. Should we outlaw shovels? Tools are tools. If you misuse them, any of them can be dangerous. Guns are tools. They're very useful tools. You can use them to shoot a liberal that's breaking into your house to steal drug money, or to, or someone that wants to murder your family. You can also use them to hunt. You can use them for self-defense. You can use them as the ultimate protection against tyranny, as the Second Amendment envisioned. Guns are a useful tool. If they're misused, yes, they can kill people. But guns don't kill kids. People using guns wrongly and illegally kill kids. Now, the key here is illegally. It's already illegal to kill kids. Why would outlawing a gun prevent you from killing kids? There's no other tool? So that part of Jon Stewart's argument is stupid and doesn't make sense. Now let's move on to the other part. Let's talk about who you're protecting with Drag Queen Story Hour. Well, the kids, John. We're protecting the kids. What do you mean you're protecting the kids? Well, let me explain it to you. See, what you're doing with Drag Queen Story Hour is sexualizing small children. If you look at the pictures and the images, you see these toddlers and little baby kids just running around, kindergartners, at Drag Queen Story Hour. Now, this is 100% about the sexualization of children, John, and we're trying to prevent the sexualization of children. You say, well, no, it's not. It's just story hour. No. You see, if it was just story hour, it wouldn't be about the sexualization of children. It's drag queen story hour, John. Why is it drag queen story hour? If a drag queen happened to show up and have story hour, that's one thing. But no, the whole purpose of this is to expose kids to drag queens. Being a drag queen is inherently related to sexuality. Why are we exposing children to something that is inherently related to sexuality, John? So, John, what we're trying to do is prevent kids from being sexualized. Are you a pervert, John Stewart? Why do you want children to be exposed to sexualizing type of activities? Are you suggesting that sexualizing kids is a good thing, Jon Stewart? The senator who put forth that bill was trying to prevent children from being exposed to activities that are sexual in nature. It is drag queen story hour. Why do kids need education about sexuality, John? Why do kindergartners, prepubescent children, why do they need that? Why do they need exposed to drag queen story hour? Why does that have anything to do with children? You see, you don't need a drag queen to do story hour unless you're trying to get kids to know about drag queens. That's sexualizing a child, John. Are you a pervert? Do you want to sexualize children? Is that what your goal is? Is there something good to you about exposing toddlers and kindergartners to the sexualization that occurs at drag queen story hour? If you think there is, you're a pervert. And yes, I want to protect our children. I don't care if you're 40 years old and you want to dress up like a girl and you're a boy. By the way, let me clarify this. Let me clarify what a boy is. A boy is someone born with a penis. A girl is someone who is not. Okay, it's real simple. Now, you can have surgeries. You can do all sorts of things. But guess what? Your genes are still your genes. Until Yuval Noah Harari successfully figures out a way to genetically reprogram you into being something you're not, your genes are still your genes. And you can do the adidectomy surgery all you want. You're still not a boy or a girl if you do the weenie removal. This article in the Washington Examiner talks about this guy or girl. I don't know what he is. Dylan Mulvaney. I don't know who he is. But he's out here griping because he's had all these surgeries to make him look like a girl, and he can't get a date. And he says, look it, I'm hot. How am I still single? Well, you're looking for a straight male to date you, and they don't want to date you because you're a dude. You got a surgery, you got this, you got that, but guess what? You can pretend to be a girl all you want. You're not. You're not. You know what? Tomorrow, if I wake up and flap my arms real fast and pretend to be a chicken, I'm still not a chicken. But Tom, you identify as a chicken. Nope, still not a chicken. Still not a chicken. Doesn't matter what I do. I can identify as a turkey, a chicken, a dinosaur, an elephant. I am still just some dude from Ohio. This Dylan, whatever his name is, you know, I look over at this thing and I think someone ought to sue him for false advertising. He does look a lot like a girl. But why don't they want to date you? Well, because you're not a girl, dude. You're not. It doesn't matter how far you carry that. You're still not a girl. You can take all the hormones. You can do whatever you want. So, you know, listen, I don't care how you live your life. I really don't. And I don't hate people. When Dylan wants to live his life as a dude that dresses like a girl and has surgeries to make himself look like a girl and so on and so forth, well, he's an adult, and if that's what he wants to do, so be it. Whatever. Do it. Don't ask me to think you're normal. You're not. There's something wrong with you. I mean, I'm a dude. Why would I want to do that? By the way, my wife told me I'd be a really ugly woman, so it wouldn't work for me anyway. So, you know, what am I going to do? But, yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe I'm just jealous of Dylan because I can't be a pretty girl. Think? No. Oh my God. You know, folks, I get into trouble for this stuff. When my wife sees this stuff, she scolds me. She's like, "You should be better than that." And yeah, nothing I can do about it. But this shouldn't be so complicated, folks. This article goes on and says, you know, this transgender stuff, you know, what about acceptance? What about consent? You know, how can you consent to hooking up with something that's not what you think it is, right? I mean, I tell myself, I can tell myself I'm a girl all I want, but if you hook up with me and I convinced you that I was a girl and you find out I'm not, well, you didn't really consent, did you? There's nothing consensual about that. You lied. It's false advertising. Not in the legal sense. Well, maybe in the legal sense. I don't know. Someone should do an analysis on that. If I could only find a good lawyer. Anyways, but yeah. So I do want to clarify. I want to really finish the show with this really critical thing. Because I want to clarify. I know we've got a huge leftist audience here. But share this with some leftists. Watch your heads explode. You'll get a boot out of it. So for any of you that are unaware, the way this works, there was a movie called Kindergarten Cop years ago, and they joked because these kindergartners said this really inappropriate line. They said to the kindergarten teacher, who was Arnold Schwarzenegger, and this was back when he was full of his toxic masculinity, one of them comes up and says, "Hey, teacher, boys have a penis and girls have a vagina. I want you all to understand this is your basic anatomy lesson for the day and biology lesson. We have some elected officials that are unaware of this and some appointed officials. But if you were born with junk, you're a boy. If you weren't, you're not. No matter how many surgeries, how many hormones you take, that's just the way it is. And by the way, if you pretend to be a cat and want to poop in a litter box, that's fine. But it just means you got a mental disorder. You're not actually a cat. I'll see y'all next week, folks.